Well, I suppose it's a long story, but just to briefly give you background, I think it has grown out of really basically being aware that we're living through transition times and a lot of things are changing and being transformed, and some things no longer have meaning that they had. And part of that search, I suppose, led to this book. And also working, I lived and worked in Northern Ireland for a number of years, and while I was there with other people, we tried to work cross-community and cross-border at different ventures, and we always seemed to come to an impasse despite our best efforts, where religion or politics seemed to be the hindering factor. So gradually we began to sort of think wider than that and see what is it that might unite us so that we can go beyond this impasse. So in exploring that, myself with a few others came in touch with New Cosmology and that movement, and particularly the writings of Thomas Berry and Brian Swim and people like Joanna Macy and Rachel Carson. So we studied that, and I went off and did some training in that myself. And through that, I came in touch with what's called the New Story of the Universe. And that seemed to offer a new transforming context for living, you know, and that's why I wanted to go into it in depth. So this book, in a sense, has risen out of that.
So would you say, in a sense, that this book transcends religion in a way?
Yes, I think so. Well, it incorporates it also. It's much wider than religion, because at heart this book is really about spirituality. As you know, it is possible to have spirituality without religion, but vice versa isn't actually possible. So this book definitely transcends religion, all religions, but it also incorporates the wisdom of those religions, because that is still very valid, you know, but it goes beyond them also.
Now, it's quite an ambitious book in the sense that you incorporate science, mythology, religion, all kinds of wisdoms. I mean, were you not nervous that when incorporating all of these traditions and learnings that you might be misrepresenting them?
Yes, and when I was asked by Veritas at first to write this book, it took me a while to say yes. I thought a long time about it and wondered about it, because I knew that what Veritas were looking for, which was very valid, they were aware that this thinking was emerging, this new consciousness was emerging and coming more into Ireland. And yet any texts that we had about it were really situated in America, Australia. So they were looking for something that would be more in an Irish context, and therefore they approached me about the possibility of that. I was very aware of the daunting task, thought about it a long time, and yet because I feel so passionately about this new emerging consciousness and the meaning that it carries, you know, and for us into the future, the hope that's in it, I decided to say yes to that. So it took me about 4 years to write the book. Overall, I enjoyed writing it, but it was a lot of deep research and working with colleagues and experts in the field, because I'm not a scientist, but I'm interested in science, and I wanted to bring it together. So I had help around that, and that certainly, you know, helped me to get it together.
And what hope exactly do you believe that this new consciousness holds?
For me, the real hope is in, it's like, you know, in times of transition, one feels very vulnerable, and you tend to look for your deepest roots. And to me, my deepest roots go back way beyond my Irish roots, way beyond Christianity, way back almost 14 billion years. So I see great hope in that, being able to, and the core of that really is that it's not just working out of the human agenda, but working out of the all of life agenda. Every life form is included in this, not just the human. So that gives me great hope, that we're not separated from the rest of life, we're actually immersed in the rest of life.
Would the book be considered quite controversial in terms of religious standards? I mean, does it contradict religious teachings in any way?
That certainly isn't the aim of the book, but I think the nature of the topic and the nature of life as it's evolving and the times that we're living in certainly call into question a lot of our, you know, held beliefs and all of that. But the way that I see it, and this is what I've tried to work with, I come at it from my Christian background, and I come at it as a Christian. while believing that every other religious tradition, or those who don't have any particular religious tradition, feel equally at home in this. I think probably the controversial aspects could be that somehow when we see the human species as immersed in the rest of life and not something separate or the pinnacle of creation, that could sound controversial and might sound like we're demeaning the human. But in fact, I feel that this is actually exalting us, because it's really situating us where we actually belong. And it's like coming home.